Well, Happy New Year and Happy Epiphany and Merry Christmas, because in some cultures today is really the day where people would open up many gifts in honor of the wise men who brought gifts to Jesus. But we come in prayer as God's people, knowing that this celebration of Epiphany reminds us still about the gift of the Christ child that was discovered even from miles and miles away, thousands of miles. They estimate somewhere between 1,200 to 1,500 miles that the wise men traveled to see Christ. And when we try to put that in perspective, we know that as the response says, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you, that we come to a deeper realization of how this mystery of how the Lord does become known and discovered and embraced. But when I was thinking about this concept of them traveling so far, to think about what's the longest you've ever traveled in a day. You know, sometimes by a plane, you might travel thousands of miles within 24 hours. If you maybe drive in a trip, you know, it could be a long day of 600, 700, 800. Maybe if you drive a long ways, it could be 1,000 miles. But that's a long journey. And then sometimes to think, even if we walk or maybe ride a bike, to think that sometimes it's 20, or if you're really one of the expert bicyclists, could be up to 60, 70 miles a day. But think of this long journey that they encountered to somehow meet Christ. And so the gospel today, though ironically, is the gospel that we would hear before last Sunday's gospel. Because last Sunday, as we celebrated the Holy Family, it says, after the Magi had departed, Joseph received in a dream, it's time to leave Bethlehem or Jerusalem area and go to Egypt because Herod was very jealous. And so we hear how that kind of unfolds even today with the Epiphany experience. So we know that the Magi come to Bethlehem and come especially to Jerusalem, and they ask Herod, where's the newborn king? And that causes him to not only have a different attitude. You know, he is one who becomes very intimidated, very much afraid of hearing about a newborn king, while the wise men come with a sense of joy, anticipation. We also know that their perspectives continually unfold in the story, that the wise men were generous and desiring to not only see Christ and experience him, but to offer gifts symbolic of who Jesus really is for us, a king, God's divine son, the one who would die on the cross. Herod, in retrospect, was selfish, not wanting to give up his throne or even give up any power or authority. And so we see this tension that arises. Obviously, after this is when Herod then, you know, gives the edict that says, put all the young babies to death, especially boys. And so we see this challenge and unfortunate incident that happens. But the wise men give us a certain lens and a way for us to think about the goodness of God, that they were willing to put forth energy, investment, and time, and so much sacrifice to travel the miles to meet Christ and to encounter him. They fostered then a healthy attitude towards life of not only giving and caring and instead of grasping and being selfish like Herod. But most of all, even by the guidance of a star, we know that that gift helped them come to the final point of Christ. We might say that the star was kind of like a spiritual GPS that really brought them in a greater context with great detail to say that this is where the Christ child is and where he could be located and experienced and encountered. If we recall, then, the guidance of a star is also something that hopefully would give us light. And really, the Advent journey began with us lighting Advent candles, knowing it was kind of the season of darkness. But it's also the season of light, especially as we celebrate Christmas. And to think about how the star then brought light to not only the wise men, but it brought them the gift of faith and awareness of God's mercy and love that is meant for all peoples. And thus, today we celebrate this gift with the Magi. But as we look at our lives, we can ask ourselves a couple questions. Where do we sometimes experience darkness? And like the Magi, sometimes we then not only see and encounter darkness, but sometimes someone becomes light for us that leads us not only to Christ, but to his gifts, wherein we encounter and receive sometimes hope and comfort and reassurance and healing, even mercy, even hope. We also would realize that the Lord in those moments of darkness without a star, sometimes we don't encounter or experience that. Yet through faith, God invites us to keep searching, to keep hoping, and to keep praying, because sooner or later he will reveal the best path forward, the path that leads to salvation, eternal life. We pray now for strength to remain steadfast when we don't have the star, but yet we know that we have the ability to know Christ and to follow him, his voice, his teachings, his greatness of God's love. So as Easter and Christmas people together, let us know that the church truly celebrates the global evangelization of the gospel, that God desires each one of us and draws us into his own divine embrace, because we are his beloved people who seek him, who desire him, and most of all, who honor him with our gifts, our faith, our desire to love.